Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's for my main site. And also my website for my book, The Age of the Customer, my new book. And that's ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out and find out more about The Age of the Customer there, even without buying the book. But I hope you'll buy it because I think you'll like it. I think it will help you. 23 after, having a great visit with our good friend Marie Dubuque, certified life coach, etiquette, and social interaction expert. Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your website is all over YouTube, isn't it?
Right, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, right? And I get so many questions. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you.
And that's D, by the way, folks, by the way, that's D-U-B-U-Q-U-E. That's three U's in Dubuque. Okay, go ahead. You got some more questions?
Yeah, you're the only one that gets that right. But yeah, I get a lot of business. When I get business-related questions, because I like to come to you, because a lot of drama happens in the office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And okay, so there's late people and lazy people, and that is the problems that I'm running into with these young workers. If they're hard workers, then their fellow employees are not. And so then what do? And also, there's a lot of cattiness because, say someone is really a hard worker and the other person that works next to them is lazy, and then they're jealous and they try to bring
you
down.
But you know what, Marie? These things you're talking about right now, these things have been going on since time immemorial.
I know.
I mean, that kind of thing, all the things you just described, people late, people lazy, people catty, jealousy. Somebody tries to do a good job, they get bad. You know, they get the other people look at them like, you know, what are you trying to do? Show the rest of us up, and that's been going on. I can remember being a little kid, hearing my mother talk about stuff like that. You know, when she worked at the telephone company back in a long time ago, and
the bigger the company, the worse it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's human nature. The thing that I think is, and every managers have to deal with that all the time, and you know what, as a manager, as a business owner, we hate that stuff. We hate it because it's so playground. You know what I mean? It's so high school. You know, get over it, folks. Grow up, and let's get on with our work here. It's one of the most disgusting things that a business owner or a manager has to deal with is when people act like that.
Well, when you see that going on, do you get involved? Do you interfere, or do you just wait for someone to come to you?
You can't afford it. If you're a business owner and you see that stuff going on, you give it a little bit of time. Let it, see if it'll go away on its own. But you do have to watch it, because if you let it spin out of control, here's what's going to happen. Let's say you got two people, one's being a jerk and one's being a good employee, and if you don't deal with it, here's what happens: the good employee will leave you. The jerk's not going anywhere. The good employee will leave you, and so you've just shot yourself in the foot.
Right, and people think, oh, management doesn't know. They don't know. They do know. They do know what's going on. They do know who the idiot employee is. They know who the hard workers are, and they think, oh, well, I can't tell management. They don't know, but they do. And you don't. That's what I think. I can't get through to my viewers is that they do know a lot more than they let on.
Well, but the thing, what they've got to do though is they've got to deal with it. Not from the stamp. They got to take it off the playground. They got to take it out of the high school. What they got to do is focus on it from the standpoint of performance, and in other words, just say, okay, don't. In other words, don't say, John, why can't you get along with Bill? But just say, guys, we have a job to do, and we have to perform. This company has to perform at this level, and it seems to me that you guys are having trouble performing. And let's talk about what's going on and how we can get back to performance. You see what I mean? You take it off the playground
right. And
take it, bring it back to the business, we think.
Right. And you're not pointing fingers. You're just trying to get everybody to get along and work harmoniously without saying you did this in front of anyone or embarrassing
anyone.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not. You can't play judge and jury unless it's egregious, like some kind of abuse or something.
Right. Yeah. And I've got to work on my son, getting him. I said to you on the break. He's in college now. He's a lifeguard, and I am blue in the face. Tell him get out the door to be on time. But you're right. I'm going to let him get fired.
Let him alone and just say, look, son.
Yeah.
You know you're a big boy. You either get to work or you don't. And if you get fired, then let me know where you can find the free food, because I'd like to have some of that, too, because we don't have free food around here
right.
anymore.
Right, no. Yeah, not my dime anymore.
You need to tell him there's a new sheriff in town, and he doesn't have any free food.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
I need to come to you for business advice and parenting advice. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so look, youtube.com/Marie Dubuque. Tell us about what you got up there.
Oh, my gosh, I've got all kinds of things. Lots of problems, lots of human problems, not just relationships, but, well, it's all relationships, but coworkers, romantic relationships, friendships. Oh, my gosh. It's like if we didn't have to deal with people, we would
so
have
I can,
problems,
So
right?
I can go to your YouTube channel to learn about romantic situations?
Oh, absolutely. But you don't need any help in that department.
I don't know. Maybe I need to be more romantic. Maybe that's my problem. Hey,
yeah,
Marie.
Send your wife some flowers.
There you go. Hey, Marie, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you so much. Bye,
Marie
Jim.
Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.